Well, the brethren are having wonderful signs and wonders and testimonies. And I know Doris is with us today, Doris Hamilton. Maybe Kaylee, too. I don't know if Kaylee's going to share something or not. But Doris, can you hear me?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm blessed. How about you?
Well, indeed. I'm blessed, too.
All right.
Praise God.
Well, tell us some good news.
All right. I'm excited to just share a story of healing, and it's just awesome how awesome our Lord is. And it involves my dad. He's 77, and he has for years had problems with high blood pressure and diabetes, too. And Kaylee and I were trying to remember exactly how long ago it was that we were at his house, but one evening we went to take him some dinner, and we were sitting on his sofa with him, and on his coffee table he has all his medications lined up like soldiers. They're just all in rows staring at him all the time, and he was kind of complaining about how much medicine he has to take and the side effects and everything, and I said, well, Daddy, why don't we just pray and ask the Lord to heal you and of your diabetes and high blood pressure, too. And he said, you think so? And I said, well, I do. So we all held hands and prayed. And when we were done, he said, well, I hope it works. And I said, Daddy, no, we have to pray and believe. So we need to just praise God for doing it, and we just have to believe, no matter what. And he said, okay. So anyway, a couple weeks passed, and I got a phone call at 5 in the morning, and it was the local hospital here, and they had my dad in the emergency room. And so I went down there, and he was suffering from extremely low blood sugar, like almost, you know, comatose low, and they were really concerned about it, and, you know, so they got him stabilized, I took him home, and then he was just really beside himself because he lives alone, and, you know, he just wanted to be sure he had whatever he needed to increase his blood sugar if he needed to. Usually he would use, like, orange juice or whatever. So I ran down to the store, and I spent like $80 buying all these things that, you know, glucose and blah, blah, to increase his blood sugar, and took that to him. And so we struggled with that a little bit, and then he's at the hospital again a couple weeks later, and it's with really low blood pressure. And so his doctors are just confused, and we get to the house that time, and I'm sitting there with him, and he's really concerned. And then I just kind of came to myself, and I was like, Daddy, you need to stop taking your medicine. And he said, well, why? And I said, well, don't you remember? We prayed and asked the Lord to heal you, so you're healed. You don't even need your medicine. You shouldn't be taking your medicine anymore, because you don't need it. That's why your blood sugar's low and your blood pressure's low. It's because you're taking medicine you don't need. And he looked at me kind of skeptically, but what he started doing was he wouldn't take his medicine unless his sugar was a little high or blood pressure was a little high or whatever. But this last Friday, he was at our house, and we were just doing some things together, and he said, well, I thought I'd tell you that the doctors took me off of all my high blood pressure and diabetes medicine. Apparently, there's been some miraculous healing. And Kaylee and I started jumping around and praising the Lord, and so he was healed, and he is healed. And I just know, I asked him if he wanted to give his testimony, and he kind of blushed and said, so I know that very soon he's going to start telling everybody about the awesome healings that we have just as being a child of God and being covered by the blood of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. You know, Doris, I can't tell you how many times I've heard of that happening, you know, and had it happen in our ministry. You pray over somebody for high blood pressure, and God heals it, but they're still taking that medicine to bring it down, and so they're getting an overdose of that medicine, and it's dropping their blood pressure off. And the same thing with diabetes, you know. You need to think about that out there, folks. When you get prayed for, just remember, you may be overdosing on them drugs because you don't need them anymore.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And I feel kind of silly because, you know, when we prayed, I know Kaylee did too, we absolutely believed that he was going to be healed. But, you know, for a couple weeks to pass and then this whole going to the hospital thing and everything, I really can't believe I didn't just realize right away, oh my, you know, the medicine is the culprit because he doesn't even need it. But I guess we go through everything for a reason, so I'm just glad that even the doctors say that just hardly ever happens. You know, a person just go, because normally when people start taking high blood pressure medicine and they fix their diet and their weight and everything and they're still taking it, they take it till they die, you know. So absolutely, it was the Lord. No doubt about it.
Praise
so we're excited. He has a few more things we're working on, but we expect him to be behaving and having the constitution of a 40-year-old pretty soon.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes, praise God.
Our God is a faithful healer, folks. He's faithful. He's, you know, sometimes we just, so many people don't think about prayer, you know, especially if they've had something for as long as your dad has, you know. They don't think about stopping and expressing faith in the Word, you know.
Amen.
We need a little help.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, you know, people think, well, maybe it's not for me. You know, maybe that worked for somebody else or whatever. But, you know, the Lord absolutely showed my dad that he's faithful, that it, you know, that those promises are for him, they're for everybody, there's no one special, we're all the same to him, and I'm just so thankful, because really it's been such a, you know, his medicines have never allowed him to feel good. You know, they take care of a problem, but they have so many side effects. You know, it's terrible to take the medication.
And how long, how many years have you been taking them?
Well, high blood pressure, over 20, and his diabetes, like the last 18.
Hmm.
So a long, long, he only took oral meds for his diabetes, but he did have a lot of trouble, you know, just even with the medicine, a lot of times his sugar would be high, and he had just gotten to the place where he hardly ate anything because, you know, his blood sugar was always high when he got up in the morning. So, you know, I just know that now he can just do whatever he wants to like a normal person.
Amen.
Amen. So we're praising God. And I'll let you know when the rest of him gets healed too.
All right.
He'll tell you.
Yeah,
I'm sure
right.
At some point he'll feel confident and comfortable enough to start confessing the Lord to men. And that's my prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, do you and Kaylee have another testimony?
Yeah, we have a testimony. It was really something that happened in Kristen's family. And a couple of the girls were running fever tonight and kind of cranky. And she said we could give the testimony, but she really wanted to. So maybe on Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be okay?
Sure.
She really kind of wanted to share it herself because they were all so excited.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, and hi, brothers and sisters. We love y'all.
Good night.